So you're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Amud Vav Amud Aleph, live from the Camp Hask Beis Medrash, virtually from the TIFF. And we are at the two dots at the bottom, right, the Rav left off there, two dots at the bottom of Hey Amud Beis. Okay, so what do we say over here? Tana Rabbanan. So we're starting a new braisa. Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the braisa. Hamotzi mechanus leplatyo derech stav. Somebody who brings something out, he carries from a chanus to a platya through the way of a stav. Okay, so far so good? Okay, let's define some terms. So a chanus is a store. That's simple. Rashi just clarifies for us, it's a rishus yachid. Good. Continuing in Rashi, platya. Rechava v'hu rishus harabim. It's this like wide space that's a rishus harabim. Some sort of the word. It's some sort of plaza. Plaza actually etymologically derives from the word platya, which is a Greek word. So it's the best translation would be a plaza. Derech stav, the way of a stav. So these are, so Rashi says makom itstavos. They're these like bench-like things. Sheyoshvim sochrim. Right, so that sochrim would sit there, meaning people would sit outside their chanus, they would sit outside their store, and they would be selling, and they would be sitting on in this little space. V'shem karmelis aleha delav lehiluchahu k'rishus rabim, and this is going to be halachically a karmelis. We're going to discuss it. We're finally going to get to the brayse on the next daf is going to tell us about what a karmelis is, but this counts as a karmelis. This stav, this like place of the benches, like where you have like the person sitting outside his store and these like little benches guarding his store, guarding his stuff, and that is between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYachid. It's between this like plaza where the public go and travel and his Rishus HaYachid store. So what happened? This guy Hamotzi Mechanus Lepratya, he took something. I'm sorry.
This just seems like a very important kind of a definition to set forth for putting this problem. So, for instance, if I were to have a desert road, so if the road itself were considered Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa, but the sand or dirt open spaces on either side would not constitute Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa, meaning that Rosh Hashanah, if you have a Rosh Hashanah road, it does not stretch infinitely, indefinitely in every which way until it hits a wall 10 feet high or not. You don't need a natural barrier. You can have simply the side off of the road
right. It's
not used on foot traffic. That's automatically not Rosh Hashanah, even though there's no physical demarcation or obstacle or barrier.
Right, so what you're referring to is, it sounds like what you use the word the sides of the road. There's something called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, which we're going to discuss in today's Amud. We're going to discuss that. The Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, the sides of the Rishus HaRabim that are not quite the Rishus HaRabim itself, but sometimes the Rishus HaRabim extend into this area, technically can. So we're going to get, this is actually going to be a machlokas, what the status of that area is. Is that what you're asking? So yeah.
Right, because we're talking about this, the area with the benches seems to be.
Yeah. So this area is going to be considered a karmelis. This stav, this bench area in between the store and the plaza which is a public Rosh Hashanah, this area is considered not quite Rosh Hashanah, not quite Rosh Hashanah. Halachically, it's called a karmelis, and we'll see what we say about that. You see on the two dots in the next summit, right in the middle, that's going to introduce the braisa where we introduce the concept of a karmelis. Okay, so continuing. So this guy, he's standing in this bench area. He's motzi mechanus leplatya. So he takes something out of his chanus, out of his store, and puts it in the platya. Right? So he's walking to both spaces, but he brings from here to there. So he brought, technically, he brought something out of Rosh Hashanah, his chanus, his store, and he put it into Rosh Hashanah, the plaza, the platya. So he did that Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah transfer. However, he was currently in a karmelis, in which it's only an Isser Derabanan to move things from one Rosh Hashanah to another. So what is the halacha? So we say over here, it's a machlokas, platya derech sav, what's the halacha? Chayiv, he is chayiv. Which implies, what type of iser? Deraisa. Right? He's chayv achatas. Or chayv skila, chayv karis, he's chayv. Now, the Gemara continues, but the Braisa continues, Ben Azai poter. Ben Azai says, no, it's poter, meaning poter aval aser. It's aser midirabanan, but you don't no iser deraisa involved. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to analyze these opinions. Bishlama ben Azai. Ben Azai makes a lot of sense. Kesavar mahalif ka'omei dame. He holds that somebody who is walking is like one who is standing. Meaning that when he was walking, so when he took the object and he was walking, so it's as if the item rested, right? Rashi over here says, right, where so it comes out that he uprooted from the Rishus Yachid, he did an akir from the Rishus Yachid, his store, umunach bestav, and then he placed it down in the stav, the oker, and then he picked it up again, mistav, umaniach b'Rishus Rabbim. So meaning what happened was there was an akira and a hanacha. And even if he's just holding it, but if he's walking, it's as if he stood in one place, so it had a hanacha. So it was like akira to hanacha, and then another akira, and then another hanacha. So it makes sense that it's not, you know, transferring right from the Rishus Rabbim to the Rishus Yachid, or Rishus Yachid to the Rishus Rabbim. So it shouldn't be asur midiraisa, therefore he says asur midirabanan. You didn't do the full thing. You did an akira from a Rishus Yachid, and the hanacha into a Rishus Rabbim, but those are two separate acts. However, el rabbanon nihina mi kesavri mahalich lav ka'omidami. So that makes that right. So okay, granted, they hold that someone who is walking is not as if he stood and there wasn't a hanacha, meaning it's one smooth transition. When I take I'm in the stav and I take something from the Rishus Yachid and bring it to the Rishus Rabbim, so it's considered one swift motion. It's not considered as if I had stood still and my walking is as if I stood still and each step is a new akira. So I did one akira and one hanacha. It's not akira hanacha and then another akira and hanacha. It's considered one big akira and hanacha. Granted, so that's what they're going to say. That's why they're going to say your chayiv midiraisa. But still, it's not so pashut, because we don't really have such a precedent for this. The Gemara asks, Heichiyash kachna, right, granted, this is what they hold, Kome dami, Heichiyash kachna kai gavna, dechayiv. Where else do we have such a case? What other case do we have where there's a place that midiraisa, you pass through a midiraisa zone, midiraisa, it's putter, and then, meaning midiraisa, it's mutter, right, and you're still going to be chayiv. Meaning, I took from one place to another, and the middle place, even if you tell me it's one swift motion, but where there's a place in the middle where I wasn't chayiv, and then I end up on the other side chayiv, where else do we have? Do we have such a precedent for such a concept? Omer of Safra, Rav Amiel, Rav Yochanan, Midi, Dahava, so we're going to bring now about maybe four different attempts of similar cases that we say, hey, look, over here we have a case where there's a certain, where you pass through a certain place where you're not chayiv, and then you end up chayiv, you know, in a little bit of a removed sense, and we're going to see which ones can actually count as a proper precedent for this concept. So, again, so teaching in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Midi dahava amav yachavitz brashos rabbim. It's something like somebody who passes an object in the Rishos Rabbim. What did it mean? Hasam there lav afal gav dekamba denukit leva azo putter kimanach lechayev. Isn't it true that over there, just stop, someone's traveling in Rosh Hashanah? So afal gav dekamba denukit, as much as he's taking it va'azil and going putter, he's still putter kimanach lechayev, but he's not chayev until he puts it down, right? Meaning when somebody is chayev in Rosh Hashanah for carrying Rosh Hashanah, so he's not chayev. He can walk 10 miles. Like, I mean, there's a different problem of Tchum Shabbos and that kind of thing. But he can walk really, really far. He can walk 20, 30, 50, 100 amos, and he's not chayiv until he does the hanacha. Meaning, we have the space that he's traveling, but he's not chayiv yet, and then he ends up placing it down. Now he's chayiv. So isn't this exactly what we're saying? Right? Because you took it from the chanus, you're in the stav. You took it from the chanus into the stav, and then you took it from the stav into and put it into the platya. So you brought from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into this carmelis, into Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and same thing. It's the same concept that you are putter up until this very last step at the end. So we ask, over here too, it should be no different. Gemara challenges, no. Me dummy hasim, is this really similar to that over there? Kol hecha demanach le makom chiyuvu. But anywhere he places it in makom chiyuvu. I mean, you can't tell me, just because he's not chayiv until he does the hanacha, you can't tell me that that place, that zone that he is in, is not a makom chiyuv. Right, of course it's a makom chiyuv. Yes, it's great. He's not chayiv until he actually places it. But the floor that he is standing on, the ground that he is standing on, is not makom patur, midiraisa, or midirbanan, right? Wherever he places it, he's chayiv. So it's not the same over here, where midiraisa, placing it in the carmelis, bringing it from the carmelis, midiraisa is a makom patur. It'll be fine. So you can't compare these cases. Gemara tries again. Right? Alright, so, kohecha demanach le makom chiyuvu, hacha imanach le bestav makom paturu. It's a makom patur here. You can't draw a parallel. Gemara tries again. Ela mini dahava amaver chevetz mitchilas dalad lissof dalad. Rather, it's from someone who carries an object from the beginning of his four amos to the end of his four amos. Right? Rashi just clarifies just what this means. Amos mitzumtzamos. Very minimized four amos, meaning exactly four amos. Meaning when a person picks up an object in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and then he walks one amma, is that a makom chiyuv? No, because you're allowed to walk one amma. Two amos, three amos, up until four amos, every step was a makom patur for him. So over here, what do we see? We see that he's technically chayiv, but not chayiv, it's a place of makom chiyuv, but he's not chayiv until he does the hanacha. No, this is something else. This is where he is actually not chayiv for this amma, for this amma, for this amma, until he meets the four ammas. So now we see over here, he goes through a 3.9 amma space without being chayiv, and then when he enters this space, he's chayiv, and we see his chayiv. Isn't it the same thing? So, isn't it true that if he places the object within the four amos, pator, but at the end of his dal amos, chayiv, hachanami lo shna, over here too, it should be no different. This is a great precedent. Gemara says no. Me dami hasam lagabe dahai gavra. Is this really similar? Lagabe dahai gavra, regarding this person. Makom paturu. Lukuli ama makom chiyuvu. But to everyone else is a makom chiyuv. Yeah, technically right now, because you're in your dalad amos, or you're not in your dalad amos yet, this is a makom patur. But to everybody else, it's a makom chiyuv. Meaning, this is not a place where you're allowed to carry. Technically you need to, there's a shear of four amos, but this is not a makom patur for everybody. Oh yeah, you can carry in this spot. So is that right? So l'kulei ama makom paturu, right? Can you say the same thing? Right, the high gavra makom paturu, l'kulei ama makom chiyuvu, hacha here l'kulei ama makom paturu. The carmelis, right? This stav, this place of the benches, is putter according to everybody midaraisa. So you can't compare this. Gemara tries again. Elamini dahava amoti mershus yachad rishus rabim. Rather, it's somebody who is carrying from rishus yachad to rishus rabim derech tzidei rishus rabim, through the tzidei rishus rabim, the side road, the sides of the street, where it expands a little bit. Rashi says rishus rabim rishus yachad kigon chotzer shenifrats rishus rabim, like some sort of like courtyard that. It breaches out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Dahavi Makom Hamachitza Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? And we're going to see a machlokas regarding this. So let's hear the Gemara, what the Gemara is trying to say. So Hasam Lav Aval Gav De Imanach Le Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Potter, right? Over there, Vechi Manach Le Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Chayiv. Over there, if you carry in the Tzidei Yerushalayim, it's Potter. But then when you reach the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's Chayiv. Right, that's what happens. If you carry something in the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it seems to be we're considering that putter. Yet when you get to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that would be chayiv. So that's an exact a seemingly exactly parallel case. Hakanami lo shno, here too, it shouldn't be any different. So it would seem that that's a great example case. That's a paradigmatic case of a tzidei rishus rabin, which of now, right now, at this stage of the Gemara, we're assuming it's pater, at least midaraisa, it's like at least at the worst a karmelis. Yet when you carry it from from one space to the tzidei Yerushalayim, then to the rishus rabin, it'd be chayev. So the Gemara says not so poshut. Maskifla Rav Papa. Rav Papa challenges this. He says, Hanich l'Rabbanan. What you're saying is very nice, according to the Rabbanan. De Amrei Tzidei Rishus Arabim, Lav Kirshus Arabim, Tami. Because they hold Rishus Arabim, the Tzidei Yerushalayim, does not have the same halachic status as the Rishus Arabim does. Ela l'Rabbi Eliezer. De Amrei Tzidei Rishus Arabim, Kirshus Arabim, Tami. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who argues with the Rabbanan, who says that the Tzidei Yerushalayim, I'm thinking very much to the rest of the Talmud, the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Kirishus HaRabim, Dami, Michael Lemaymar. He would say no. He would say, yeah, you're carried from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaRabim. That's the same thing. So that's not a good example of a case of a Mokum Patur that heads into Rishus HaRabim. He says the whole thing is a Rishus HaRabim. So, yeah, okay, I guess according to the Rabbanon that could work, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, that can't work. And typically the Gemara could just offer that answer. The Gemara could just say, okay, yeah, you're right. So this Bryce says the opinion of the Rabbanon. But we don't have to go there, because we'll see. Ideally, we try to make it go according to everyone if we can. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika. Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika said to him, Emor de Shemat le Rabbi Eliezer de Amri Tzidei Rishus Aram ki Rishus Aram Dami. So, Hecha deleka chifufe. When does Rabbi Eliezer say what he says, that the tzidei rishus harabim are like rishus harabim? That's only when there aren't chifufe. We'll translate that in a moment. Ava hecha deika chifufe, but when there are chifufe, mishamatle. Who says that Rabbi Eliezer holds such a thing? So these chifufe, Rashi says, they're noatzim yesedos ketanos lifnea kosel. They're these pegs that are like stabbed into the ground, small pegs, in front of the wall. She chofu shama galus v'karonos, karonos, right? V'karonos v'lo yichofu b'koso, right? So basically, it's like some sort of border between the tzidei Yerushalayim, tzidei Rishus HaRabim, that like pegs that are separation, like some demarcation, which is I think something that Shlomo was suggesting earlier. So in such a case, when Rabbi Eliezer says that Rishus HaRabim and the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are different when there's no chifufe. But if there's chifufe, then even Rabbi Eliezer would say that the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim have a separate status. So I think that's exactly what Shlomo was coming on to, that there is there a difference between the sides of the Rishus HaRabim that where there's a demarcation or not? And according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is. And according to the Rabbanan, no, you don't even need that. It automatically has a different status. So anyway, what does this do for us? So now we see that even Rabbi Eliezer believes that there is such a case, where you bring it through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaRabim, you brought it through there, and you're chayiv. Even Rabbi Eliezer will agree such a case. That's a case where there's a demarcation. And therefore, the Gemara concludes. So hilkach lahadamia. Therefore, this case is indeed similar to it, and that works. That is the precedent. So we have the opinion of Ben Azai and the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are machmir. They say you're not just it's awesome the Rabbanan. It's chayiv. It's an isra d'oraisa, and it's because they hold that walking is not considered having stopped. It's like one swift motion. And yes, you might say, oh wait, it doesn't make sense because you went through a makom patur to get there. No, we have such a thing. That's not such a foreign concept. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees such a concept exists. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan adds, Umode ben Azai bezorek. Ben Azai actually agrees to the Rabban in a case of zorek if he threw it. Right? Why? Because if he threw it from the chanus to the stav, so that, yes, no, no, from the chanos to the platja, to the plaza. So that's one swift motion, right? You're not standing in there. It went from here to there, even if it went through this through a stav, the carmelis, but that's for sure one swift motion. It's not a person standing there taking it from here and walking to there. So even by case of Zorik, he would agree. Tanya Amihachi, we have a brisa that supports this. Statement of Rabbi Yochanan and this clarification. Hamotzi mechanus leplat, yaderech stav, chayiv, echad hamotzi ve'echad hamachnis. Whether he brought it out or he brought it in. Ve'echad hazorik ve'echad hamoshi. And whether he threw it or whether he passed it. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, hamotzi umachnis, potter, hamoshi ve'azorik, chayiv. But somebody who, right, so we see, right, we just said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben Azai is actually machmer, he agrees to the Rabbanan in the case of Zorik. We see a price that supports it, that says over here, he says, Moshi to Zorik, Chayiv, even though Motzi and Machnis are putter. Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the price that you've all been waiting for. Tanu Rabbanan, Dalid Rishuyos LaShabbos. There are four Rishuyos regarding Shabbos and Hutzah. Rishus HaYachid, V'Rishus HaRabim, V'Karmelis, V'Makam Patur. There's a Rishus HaYachid, and Rishus HaRabim, and a Karmelis, and a Makam Patur. The Karmelis, Rashi doesn't say over here, Rashi says, there's a Tosas over here, he says the Lashon of Karmelis is a Lashon, it's based in a, I'm not sure where this Gemara is, based on a Yerushalmi, right? But Yerushalmi, B'Rei Shabbos, Tan Yerushia, Karmel, he uses the Lashon of Karmel as Rach Malei, meaning lo lach v'lo yavesh. Over there in the Yerushalmi, Carmel is a lashon of like a mixture of like two opposites of like not quite soft but not quite not quite wet, not quite dry. So that lashon, the lashon of Carmelis, according to Tosfos over here, is Carmelis is a lashon of not quite this but not quite that. It's the mixture status. Of the hybrid status of a Karmelis. Rashi earlier in the Masechta said it was like a lashon of Karam. I think it was based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu. I think it was Daf Beis, Amud Beis. But you can check. I think there's a Rashi over there. You can check it out after. I think it's based on a pasuk, which is like in context of Carmelis might be like a forest or a vineyard or a forest or something like that, where it's a place where people don't typically travel, but it's not considered a Rishus HaYachid, therefore it has this middle ground status. The other Mefarshim discussed the etymology of this word as well. But that's what a Carmelis is. So now let's look at some examples. Vezehu Rishus HaYachid. So what's an example of Rishus HaYachid? Charitz Shehu Amok Yud. It's a pit that is 10 tefachim deep. V'rachav, dalid, and it's 4 tefachim wide. V'chein, geder shehu gavoa yud. It's something that is like a fence, a wall, that is 10 tefachim high, v'rachav, dalid, and the top of it is 4 tefachim wide. Zuhi rishus hayachid gemura. This is a complete rishus hayachid. So the Gemara, I think on Daf Beis, is going to discuss what it means by gemura. But let's leave that off the side for now. These cases, you have a 10 tefach and deep, 4 tefach wide hole, that's a Rishus HaYachid, a fence that's 10 tefachim high and has a 4 tefachim wide, and at the top of that, there's different ways to understand this, different parts to discuss it, but Rashi seems to say at the top of it, not that it's something fenced off by this type of fence, but rather the top of that fence itself is a Rishus HaYachid. It's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. Now these are strange cases. These are not typical Rishus HaYachids, right? I mean, a typical Rishus HaYachid is something that has walls around it, right? It's something surrounded by walls. What the Bryce is giving us is cases that you wouldn't expect, meaning not just like something that's walled off, but even something that's a ditch or something that's at the top of a wall, even that would be considered Rishus HaYachid. But of course, something that's fenced off with from three sides would definitely be a Rishus HaYachid. So all of these, Zuhi Rishus HaYachid, Ve'ezahi Rishus HaRabim, Saratya. Rashi says Saratya is a Mesila Shochen Ba Mir Le'ir, an intercity street, an intercity path. That's Rishus HaRabim. Uplatya Gedola, and a large plaza, Umavuos HaMafulshin, and alleyways that are Mafulshin. Rashi says Mafulshin is that they are Mishnei Rashayan Leflatya, that they were open from two sides, meaning a full alleyway that you, or a road that you go through on both sides. Zuhi Rishus Arabim Gemur. That's a complete Rishus Arabim. Now, there's another Rashi. I think it's an Erevin that mentions the thing we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. I think Daf Beis about some requirement for Rishus Rabin possibly being 600,000 people traveling there, which is going to be a machlokas. I assume the Rav will discuss it maybe on the next Amud, if not a few blot. Ein motzim Rishus Yachid zu l'Rishus Rabin zu vein machnisim Rishus Rabin zu l'Rishus Yachid zu. You cannot transfer back and forth from Rishus Rabin to Yachid and vice versa. Vim hotzi v'ichnis b'shogeg, and if you did a b'shogeg, chayiv chatas. B'meizid anush karis v'niskal. So, and b'meizid, the punishment is, it's not karis and skila. That's a little harsh. It's karis or skila. Depending on if there are edim and hasra, then you do misis beis and skila, otherwise it's karis. Right? Wouldn't this braisa be nice to be quoted at the beginning of the Masechta? Okay. Aval yam ubika v'istavnis v'karmelis. Right, but a sea or a bika usually it means like a valley. Rashi says over here that it's some open field. Yeah, sados harbe, like a lot of big fields. The istavnis, that's a stav, that's the place of the benches. The hakarmelis ain't a lo kirshus rabim, lo kirshus yachid. That's not like kirshus rabim or kirshus yachid. The ain't no sin v'nosnin besoch, and you're not allowed to pick up something from it or put something in it. V'im nasa v'nasan besoch, if you did putter. Right, meaning it's asher midarabanan. The ain motziin mitocha l'rishus rabim v'lo l'rishus rabim v'lo l'rishus rabim l'socha. You can't bring from l'rishus rabim into it or not or back and forth. The ain machnisim l'rishus yachid l'socha v'lo l'socha l'rishus yachid. You can't transfer, right? So you can't do the dal ramos in it. You can't transfer from l'rishus rabim or l'rishus yachid to it and back and forth. V'mhotzi v'hechnis potter. But it's only asher midarabanan. Chatzeros shel rabim, you have a chatzer of a rabim, meaning you have a bunch of houses and there's a chatzer, there's some sort of cul-de-sac, and they're all wall in one walled area. Umavuos shena mukulashin, and you have alleyways that are not open from all sides. It's only like a three-sided alleyway. Erevo mutarin, if they made an erev, so it could be an erev chatzeros, different right. So in that case. We'll discuss that at a later point. So mutarin, you're allowed to carry in there. Lo eravo is asurin, but if not, it's asur. Adam omed alahi skopa, a man who's standing on the threshold of a home, right? So like right at the door. So that status, we mentioned it on the previous stuff. That so this has a little bit of its own status. This iskopa. No, tell me, balabayas v'nosin lo. So he's allowed to take something from a balabayas. Right, so imagine an ani or anybody on the threshold of the home, and the balabais is standing there in the doorway. No, tell me balabais. He can take something from the balabais. Vinosnin lo, and he's allowed to also give something to him. No, tell me ani. Let's say the balabais is standing on this threshold, and the ani is off the threshold. So no, tell me ani. Vinosnin lo. He's allowed to take something from the ani. He's allowed to give something to the ani. Ubilvad shelo yi tell me balabais vinosnin lo ani. May ani vinosnin lo balabais. But what you can't have is you can't have a middleman standing on this threshold, and there's a balabais on the inside and ani on the outside, and someone passes it to him, and he passes, right, the balabais passes it to him, and he passes ani, or vice versa. That's already too much. So from its own space, you can do that transfer, but for him to take it from one person and have it in his place and then give it to another, so that is going too far. Vim natal, so, okay, let's see what happens here. But what if he did? The three of them did that. He took it and he gave it. Shlosh and paturim, they're all putter because it's only asur midrabanan to do that. Acherim omrim, the other opinion the Brisa says, iskopa mishameshes bezer shuyos, and iskopa can function as one of two different reshuyos. Bismancha pesach pesuach kilifnim. When the door is open, it's considered like the Rishus Yachid. It's an extension of the Rishus Yachid. Pesach Na'ul, if the door is locked, closed, then Kelachutz. It's considered like the outside. It's like the Rishus Rabim. It takes on the status of one of the adjacent Rishuyos, either the Rishus HaRabim, or either the home, or the Rishus HaRabim. It's going to take the status of one of those. But if the scopa was 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, hari zeh reshus la'atzma, this is a reshus unto itself. And Rashi says, afal pi shehi mi reshus yachid kederina le'el begadzer gavoa sarav rachav arba havi reshus b'fnei atzma. It's reshus on its own. Ve'en motzien min abayis l'socho l'kaman. The first time, we're going to spend the reason, but this is its own reshus, and you can't transfer from one thing to the other.